This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can call in, well, with anything that's on your mind. It's the live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
It's Free Talk Live. There's this article that I think, you know, the title caught my attention. Washington gun owners staged the largest felony civil disobedience rally in America's history.
I'm familiar with that.
What are the gun rules in Washington? Is this D.C. or Washington State?
State, I believe.
Washington State.
And essentially anything you do with a gun is illegal. So anything that you do sort of as gun disobedience, you know, any kind of gun protest is basically going to be illegal in most cases. And so they got a bunch of people out, and it's just a fascinating story. Chris, I've got it here from truthandaction.org. At the end of the rally, gun owners burned their concealed weapons permits and signed a petition vowing to refuse to follow the new gun control law.
Hear, hear.
I like that.
Yep. With the text, "We pledge our blood, we will not comply." This certainly isn't the first large-scale act of civil disobedience by gun owners in defiance of gun laws. Earlier this year in Connecticut, hundreds of thousands of gun owners refused to send their gun registration forms in. They also became felons, similar to a number of gun owners in New York have also refused to send in their registration paperwork, and some even videotaped themselves burning the forms. Fed up with the passage of an 18-and-a-half-page, incoherent, rambling, unconstitutional gun control initiative that was bankrolled by billionaires, gun owners across Washington State held the largest felony civil disobedience rally in the nation's history, brazenly titled, "I Will Not Comply." No one was hurt and no stores were looted. Between 1,000 and 3,000 lawful gun owners showed up openly, armed at the state capitol in Olympia, Washington on Saturday to defy the newly passed gun control law. Organizer Gavin Seamy, I'm not sure entirely, made the extraordinary nature of the rally very clear. "This isn't just a protest. We are here to openly violate the law." Attendees publicly transferred their guns to each other in violation of this law's a background check provision. And some even bought and sold guns just a few feet away from law enforcement. A fire pit blazed throughout the rally, and at the conclusion, gun owners lined up to burn their concealed weapons permits. A petition was circulated affirming gun owners' refusal to follow this law, I-5594, which ended with, "We pledge our blood, we will not comply." As the RSVP in advance of the rally grew to over 6,000, the police, who probably detest I-594, decided not to enforce the law. Because when you get a large enough group, they don't.
Yeah.
Until everyone at the Bundy Ranch go home, and they get them 3 years later.
Yeah. At the Bundy Ranch, it's a different... I don't suspect these people will be rounded up, do you?
Well, they don't have their permit, so if they're by themselves and they're driving down the highway in their car to get pulled over for speeding, and the guy realizes he's got a gun on his hip, where's your permit at, mister?
Yep. Well, and that's where you got to look to. I'm a little tepid on the Oath Keepers because I don't think they've stood up as much as they could have in some circumstances. But the idea that you work to educate law enforcement about their oath, about the oath you swore to protect and defend the Constitution, that includes the Second Amendment, and you've taken an oath that you will not enforce unconstitutional laws. You can't. It's a contradiction.
Yeah, that includes taking weapons away, includes rounding people up.
Right, but I love the fact that an event like this is going to plant into every law enforcer's mind at least this this conversation, this internal conversation about what am I going to do when I get confronted by this?
Yeah, I only have one suggestion. He changed the word violate the law to nullify. Because when people hear violate, or is that what he said? What was the exact quote?
I'm not sure if the exact quote was violator, whatever the case
openly
is.
Violate the law. That was his quote.
Some people hear that and they're like, well, that sounds pretty criminal, you know. But if you say nullify, it's like, well, it's a way to actually attack bad laws where enough people hear and it's like, we're making a point. This is a bad law. It violates. The law violates
the Constitution. Because I read here my Second Amendment, the last four words here are shall not be infringed.
Yep.
Well, Bark, that can be taken in lots of different ways.
I don't know how you can.
That's an old document. Plus the Constitution.
It is an old document.
It's a living document. That doesn't apply now. They're not taking your guns away.
They're just making it more difficult to have them.
They were talking about muskets, Mark, and we're talking about the M16s and AR-15s.
They're talking about arms here.
They had no idea what they were doing back then.
But that's the problem. This is the set of rules by which the government is supposed to go by.
No, that is the set of rules that shackles the government.
Right.
That was the intent. People forget that.
Right.
These aren't a list of rights that were granted by government to you. These were a list of rights that we possessed on our own. And the goal of the Bill of Rights was to, I can't remember, it's a barbed wire entanglement around the government to prevent them from violating them.
No doubt. And if they want to pass gun laws, and I'm not even prepared to say that that some communities don't need some kind of gun laws. I'm not even prepared to say that.
Oh, I will.
All I'm prepared to say is that if you wish to pass a gun law, you should first rewrite the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Because the Second Amendment is clear to me.
And I'm being completely facetious when I was arguing.
I know you were.
I know, but for our listeners who may think that you let one slip onto the show accidentally, I am not a gun control guy. I am packing right now. Of course I am.
If they change the Second Amendment, then, hey, you know, whatever. They can do that. That's the set of rules. But until they do, they're breaking the rules.
Exactly. And I pointed that out to a lot of anti-gun people, that there is a mechanism for you to regulate guns in any way you wish. You need to have, what, two-thirds of the state to all support it, or three-fourths of the Congress to do so. And there's a couple of mechanisms. Article 5 of the Constitution covers how you amend the Constitution. Shy of that, you can't.
Yeah, so get that done first, and then we'll talk. Until then, yeah, let it be.
Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Conan. Hey, you can call me a troll all you want, but you would never call Sarah, your previous caller, that.
James, do you have an issue you want to talk about?
Last time I called on the Free Talk Live.
No, I don't want to talk about the last time you called. We run a nationally syndicated radio program. You're going to wait offline. Listen to me. We run a nationally syndicated radio program here, and you call in and berate everybody over the last time, this thing, that kind of. You sound like a lunatic, and you threaten the hosts. Listen to me. I will never take your call again if you don't come up with an issue to talk about when you call in. None of this, you did this to me, and Minister Edgington, you're a terrible person, and all your rambling nonsense.
Yeah, just go
smell the alcohol from here.
Just go straight into the question, James. I'll try to answer.
Did you not call me a troll after your...
Yes, you are a troll.
You called me a troll. That's cool. It's just okay that you can call me a name. Call me names after...
Do not care. I'm not gonna sit here and do it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
I'm not gonna do it. This is a show to talk about issues. If you want to take something, personally, that's fine. We now and then you can call in and take on a host from a personal issue. But this guy who calls in over and over again to complain about, oh, I didn't get treated fairly, so-called Free Talk Live, that kind of stuff. It's just boring.
So even some of the callers who call in a lot, and some people may feel they're a little trollish, still bring an issue.
Okay.
And we still talk about it. We may disagree, but we still talk.
All right, Urban Dictionary, this has got the most, this has the most ratings, 16,000 versus 3,000. A troll is one who posts a deliberately provocative message to a news group or a message board with the intention of causing maximum disruption and argument. James, you live for the argument. You live to cause a disruptive argument. I'm sorry, every time you've ever called in, that's all you ever, that's what you bring to the table. If you've got a question for me, just go straight into it and ask me the question, or don't talk about what we talked about last week or call people names. I'll talk to you, man.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this big gun rally in Washington? Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. We're talking about this big rally that went on in Washington State where it looks like something like 2,000 gun owners broke the new gun laws there, and it may be the largest incident of civil disobedience in American felony, says civil disobedience in American history. That's what the claim here is, and, well, it's a pretty reasonable claim, it seems to me. If you, like me, believe in the ideas of liberty and you want to reach people with the ideas, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. It depends on how much you drive, obviously. I mean, if you're parked at home the vast majority of the time, you're not reaching them with the bumper sticker. But if you're out there driving all the time, a bumper sticker can be really powerful.
Put the bumper sticker on your backpack.
You could do that, too. And, you, of course, you know people love to read them. You scoot forward in the stoplight to take a look. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. And you can believe they're good liberty-loving folks over there. It's LibertyStickers.com. They can use your support.
Or your laptop. I just realized I don't have anything on my... Everyone here has stickers on their laptop except me. And Chris,
I don't either. Mine's kind of
naked. I need to pick up a Free Talk Live sticker.
Well, they're right over in the other room.
Yeah, that's where I'm going next.
Advertising. I've got a Free Talk Live and LRN, and I've got a Liberland sticker.
How are they doing these days?
Peacekeeper. They still claim to be around. I don't know exactly.
They haven't been rounded up yet?
They have not yet been entirely rounded up.
Liberland.
Liberland. Or invaded yet.
Yeah, well, they get invaded on a regular basis. The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go to Rudy, calling in from Arizona. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First of all, let me just say something that was kind of interesting. I was listening. I was yesterday or the day before, one of you guys said, I don't think anyone could listen to this program for 6 months and not basically believe in our philosophies.
At least adopt some of it, but go ahead.
Okay, well, okay. Some of it, maybe. But sometimes you guys are pretty funny, I tell you.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Well, not in the way you'd like, but anyway.
That's fine.
We'll take our laughs any way we can get them.
Just don't call us names and stuff. Just bring it up.
My primary job is to keep people listening to the radio. Yeah. If I'm doing that, then I'm effective. I believe that these ideas are so infectious and so unreproachable. Exactly. But, you know, that's why I say them.
Everyone, I believe it. Everyone has a little libertarian in them. A little bit.
Well,
some more than others.
For 45 years since the Libertarian Party's been around, since 1972, you guys have never gotten more than 11% in any election.
I'm not a part of that party.
Right. Yeah, me either.
The philosophy of liberty.
I'm just saying. I know you're not. You guys, you still claim the Libertarian, but then you go off on to what you guys call yourselves. I understand that, but you're still considered Libertarian.
Yeah, but the party is different than, I have not voted for libertarian candidates in the past. That doesn't mean that, that I don't believe the ideas of liberty. It's just that I happen to like that Republican or Democrat for whom I voted.
I think one of the biggest downfalls of the libertarians are that they're not party people. They're not, let's start a party so that we can control other people. They don't have a party, and that's why they can't get the votes.
A lot of them don't vote. Can we claim the majority of Americans that don't vote?
Yeah. I think another thing that people need to realize is that the election laws across the country are made
by Republicans
and Democrats.
Or the two-party system.
Yeah, so there is. I'm not saying this is, this is an excuse for there not being more libertarian votes, but, for example, in New Hampshire, it takes thousands and thousands, 20,000 signatures for the Libertarian Party to even be on the ballot in the state. And it's not a very populous state, and that's a lot of work, and you have to do that like every couple of years.
And by the way, there are two elected officials in this room who are very libertarian, but they didn't necessarily run as libertarians, so you're going to get a lot of that across the country as well.
I'm a Republican.
Grant, okay, it is what it is. We are where we are. I'm just saying that to look at the platform of the Libertarian Party, the vast majority of Americans don't want it.
Don't interesting. Want it. Which part do you think it is that they don't want?
For one example.
No public education, no Social Security, privatize the waterways. I could go on and on and on.
I don't know if they have privatized the waterways in the platform, but I get where you're coming from on that one. It's complicated.
Yeah.
I've studied the tenets of the party. I don't pull this.
You sound like just the fact that you knew that it was 1972. I thought it was 71, by the way. But you know, the fact that you could put it in the ballpark shows that you know more than the vast majority of people. I'm not calling you an ignoramus. Believe me, you sound.
I'm an old guy. I'm an old guy.
I'm with you then, because I am too.
Yeah.
You got Iron Beard over here.
You know, I was in the Vietnam draft, okay?
Yeah.
I'm that old.
Do you like the draft?
I hated the draft.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of like public school, right?
And I got like another quick question. Are there some issues that you think that libertarian philosophy has kind of become more mainstream? And I would look at a couple things like, you know, does the drug war work, and maybe we should consider legalization of some drugs.
I'm against every stupid policy, just like you, okay? But, the Libertarian Party is mainstream. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is a stone-cold libertarian.
He says he might say he is. Glenn Beck says he's a libertarian.
He professes, you know, Ayn Rand and all that.
Yeah,
you know?
Professes.
You can read a book and still not be a libertarian.
But he does. You know,
I saw his tax policy, the last presidential go-around didn't seem particularly libertarian to me.
Yeah, what's his vote record look like? I'm going to say no.
Do you favor a larger government than we have now or a smaller government? Just asking you personally.
Just about an hour ago, you said something about we'd like to bring back the 1880, and someone else said no, 1780. How many people were in the United States of America in the first census?
The first century?
1800, the first census. How many people were in?
I don't know. A million.
Did the number of people change the Constitution?
2.4 million.
Yeah, okay. But what percentage of that 2.4 were actually taking care of themselves and they weren't reliant on all these entitalments that they've grown used to? I mean, these people were conquering the new world.
Okay, you know, and then things change. And one time used to crap in your diaper, bro. Things change.
That's right. I grow up and I've become wiser over the years, and I know more things. I've gained more experience.
Well, let me just leave you with this one thing. Something you were talking about the military last hour. I'm going to say a quote, and I hope you guys can tell me who said this. Military men are stupid animals to be used in our foreign policy.
Is that Caspar Weinberger or the? I've got
Henry Kissinger.
Kissinger, that's the one.
Kissinger.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
You get an A.
Thank you. Thanks. Take care. Thanks for the call.
And they are until they wake up and they become smarter animals and they go back out into the world and do their thing. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of the...
And vote libertarian.
So I was military, and Chris, you can debate. A lot of the people who I saw who remained in the military were the people who were the rule followers.
Oh, absolutely.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Talking about the book Freedom, you as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body, the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion. And we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them. But we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to become more happy, free, prosperous, and while putting you in a position to help shape your destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in dead tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. That's thefreedomline.com/freedom. It is a great book, and the guy's, a good author. It's thefreedomline.com/freedom. Going back to the story from truthinaction.org, talking about what could be the largest felony civil disobedience in the history of the United States, talking about these gun owners who apparently exchanged guns, even sold guns, right in front of police officers, violating the Washington State's new gun laws. The rally could not be dismissed as fringe elements, Several lawmakers and lawmen spoke, including former Graham County Sheriff Richard Mack of Arizona, Washington State Rep. Elizabeth Scott, and Rep. Graham Hunt from Orting, I don't know, who sported an AR-15 during his speech. Mack advised gun owners engaging in civil disobedience to put your sheriff next to you to keep it peaceful. Scott defiantly explained in her speech, "I will not comply with I-594 because it is unconstitutional, unenforceable, and unjust."
Only could have made it better if they were smoking weed while they're doing it all.
Guns and weed.
Guns and weed.
It ain't that kind of crowd.
Well, it's Washington.
Well, you'd be surprised, and that's why I've always, you know, I don't know. You get kind of wrapped up in a liberty community, and you tend to, I find we isolate ourselves sometimes, and I make it a real point to get involved and stay involved with groups kind of outside of that. And you know, a lot of the pro-gun organizations are great for that.
Yeah, you're not going to reach these people building walls around yourself.
And I don't need to explain the ideas of liberty to Mark or Conan because you guys kind of get it. But when I get involved with people who may not have been exposed to some of the ideas that I have, it gives me an opportunity to go out there and talk about them. And maybe it changes some minds, maybe it don't. But I think that's important for us to do.
Going on, so it will be enforced selectively, she noted, noting that the founding father, Alexander Hamilton, said that any law that violates the Constitution is not valid, and there's a moral obligation to disobey unjust laws. Everybody likes Hamilton this month.
That's a crazy person. Why not Jefferson or anyone else? Why Hamilton?
He had the quote this time.
Oh.
Seem, a political activist and congressional candidate, wrote on his website, "Today, I become an outlaw. Arrest me. I will not comply." He led the rally peacefully and at one point asked everyone attending to kneel with him in prayer. As he led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance, he stressed, "I am not pledging obedience to the government. It's to the republic." What is the I don't get this either. Someone needs to help me. Okay, a republic is the term is, you know, it's harkening back to ancient Rome, right? They had a republic.
Representative democracy?
Well, means of the from the people or something like that. It's representative, absolutely. It means everybody gets a vote. But it's the government. It is. The republic is the government.
It is the organization that you fall under, which is a government organization. You could say the republic or the homeland or whatever you want to call it, but it is the government.
And you could say that I pledge to live or die with you people here, you know, with the pledge. And I can kind of see that. Your countrymen, you know, it's a pledge allegiance to your countrymen or something like that. I kind of get it. However, I don't agree with even you guys. The three people in this room don't agree on every issue every time.
Of course not.
So, I mean, well, you know, that doesn't make much sense to me. I've taken one oath that I consider to be serious, and that's the oath to my wife, to love, honor, and protect her, and I extend that to her progeny also. I mean, that's my oath, man. It's all I got. This Pledge of Allegiance thing, it seems sadly slavish.
Yeah.
To, in one hand, say I'm not going to obey the laws of the government, and then pledge to the government.
Anywhere
say it's not the government.
Anywhere there's a king involved. You have slavery on the other end. You can't be one or the other. You're either the king or you're the slave.
And allegiance comes from the word liege, mm-hmm. meaning king.
So I have a bit of a personal story around the pledge, which I've kind of alluded to a little bit. But I do hold political office here in New Hampshire, and I don't need to go into details about where I'm at. Doesn't really make it pertinent to the conversation. But we had somebody in our organization who thought it would be a good idea to begin saying the Pledge of Allegiance, which had not been done, I think, in the last 10 or 15 years.
I was about to say that this is something that's on its way out, and you're saying it just came back into existence.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it did. Some people felt that it was a good idea. They felt that they would like to begin certain meetings with a Pledge of Allegiance, and put myself in a little bit of an awkward spot because beginning years and years ago, of course, I said it all through being in school, and I said it while I was in the military, and probably somewhere in the 2000s and the early 2010s, I kind of started to question it. I guess I actually read it. You know, I actually tried to understand what I was actually saying, and because my confidence in our government has faded, to put it mildly, so far, I just no longer felt it was appropriate for me to do, and I started to study the pledge itself and the history of it.
Sure, and it's an indoctrination pledge written by a flag salesman and a Christian socialist in order to, these people are state worshipers.
Yeah, and that is the origin. That goes back to, I'm trying to remember the name of the gentleman.
Francis Bellamy. Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah, and his cousin was like the number one author of the 1800s. He wrote a book, I think it was, I'm Googling really, really quick. Looking backward, looking forward describes the United States as a regimented workers' paradise where everyone has equal incomes and men are drafted into the country's industrial army at the age of 21.
Yeah,
this very socialist diatribe. That's what it was.
Yeah, this idea that Bernie is bringing new ideas to the table that have never been thought of before. FDR, four campaign or four elections.
So it's one thing to kind of talk about it and go, that's not a good idea, but it's a completely different thing to stand up in a public forum and say, I respect your guys' right to do this. I'm not going to argue with you about whether we should or shouldn't. I just choose not to take part in it. It's awkward, but it only took a couple meetings before people don't stare at me. And
did you actually have a conversation, or did you just not get up?
No, I absolutely did. I said, you guys would like to do the pledge. You have every right to do so, and I'm not going to stand in your way for that. But just realize that I have some particular issues with saying the pledge. I do, and I won't participate in that.
You know,
I'll stand up out of respect, but I'll be silent while you guys are standing.
I have not been standing for 10 years now. And the only place I got the most flack from was in a school elementary office. And I stood, I just folded my arms and kind of stood there.
Mm-hmm.
And the looks I got, man, wow.
School is where the indoctrination is most important.
Exactly. But I mean, I go to these.
Let's take a bunch of people who can't make any informed decision about the loyalty oath that we're giving them, and we will pressure the hell out of them to do it.
Unbelievable. So, I mean, I go to city council meetings all the time and these school board meetings, and no one even looks at me. It's like, yeah, well, he's got his. It's his thing. But that school, man, that school office, wow, they were hating on me.
You're bucking the indoctrination, and that's what their job is. Their job is to indoctrinate. No doubt about it. The number is 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the pledge? Are we a bunch of godless heathens?
Yeah, we are.
You can call in. 855-450-3733. I believe in God, but it's not the God of the state. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Final segment of tonight's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
If you want to support the show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up to help us spread the ideas of liberty, because that's our goal here. Our goal is to reach as many people, average Americans, listening to their radios all across the country and 170 radio stations and more. It can be more. And all it takes is more money. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. There are some bonuses. They're outlined there for you. Amp.freetalklive.com. A man we were just talking about, hopefully the new future president of the United States, Daryl W. Perry. Uh-oh. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, so I wanted to call in, let you know what happened today in Washington, D.C.
Did you totally pwn them?
I was on Russia Today.
RT?
Did I what?
The radio. Did you totally pwn them? Those pretend libertarians.
I don't speak internet slang, so I don't know what you're asking, but
you do well.
It was a wonderful event. I debated Dr. Mark Allen Feldman and Kevin McCormick. Initially, I was told that I would be debating Austin Peterson and John McAfee, and then I was told I would be debating Austin Peterson and Mark Feldman, and then today I found out that Peterson had backed out as well.
Did they give any reasons?
So I don't know. John McAfee did post something about a whale humping adventure, okay. But I don't know what the actual reason was. I also don't know what the reason that Peterson backed out. But I am also going to be on RT again tomorrow.
Awesome.
RT Arabic. They invited all of the candidates that were on the debate today to come in and record a segment tomorrow. And of the three candidates that were there, I'm the only one that's actually able to come in tomorrow to film a segment for RT Arabic.
That's awesome.
So there's more media for the Libertarian Party that's happening on RT tomorrow. And it's interesting that we have to have a foreign television network covered the Libertarian and the Green Party.
Right.
Well, it doesn't seem like anybody else is going to do it. I guess they just don't want to spend the airtime. They'd rather chase after the orange guy and the harpy. And, you know, that's their thing.
Yep, and the RT debate, it's actually rebroadcasting right now on RT America to 700 million households around the world, and everybody online on YouTube at youtube.com/RT America.
Is there any way that you can get a recording of it and put it up on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com?
Well, I'm driving on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway right now.
I'll try to hunt it down.
It's youtube.com/RT America.
Okay. YouTube.com/RT America. I'll try to hunt it down and see what I can do.
Yeah, I do see that Breitbart at least picked up the story. So more debates coming as libertarians take the stage.
Yeah.
It's a story about and this one and a big, huge picture of Gary Johnson.
Right,
who was not even there and had never at any point confirmed.
Right.
Although Gary will be taking part in a debate in Vegas on Monday that is being hosted by Penn Jillette. And despite not being invited, I did wind up having someone donate enough funding so that I can fly to Vegas to attend the debate, and hopefully my presence will shame the organizers into at least acknowledging that there are more than three candidates for the Libertarian nomination.
Good idea.
There we go.
Stay away from the slot machines, Daryl.
Yeah. Daryl doesn't. He's not the one to fall into that kind of trap.
Well, they don't accept Bitcoin yet.
Yeah. Daryl, was there a high point to the debate that you want to share with us?
You know, I think the entire thing was...
Uh-oh.
Lost him. Yeah, there you go, folks in Washington, D.C. Not even good. There it is, the capital of the world, and they can't even get good cell phone coverage.
Hey, B.W. Parkway, too. Yeah. That's right by NSA. They should have great service there.
Daryl W. Perry, you can find out more. He's running for president under the Libertarian ticket. And I got to say, I support him.
Yep, I'll probably be voting for him.
Yep.
Whether or not he receives the Libertarian candidacy or however it works, I'll probably write his name if it's not on the ballot that's put in front of me.
So, guys, there was a popular segment that was done by Johnny Ray on Free Talk Live, and Johnny Ray has decided that he just doesn't want to do Free Talk Live. We've encouraged him and that sort of thing. He just didn't want to do it. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to resurrect this idea. It's called the Game of the Week. And what Johnny Ray would do is he'd try out a new game every week, try out something new. And I have decided that, hey, I play games. I might as well try new ones. This is a good reason to try out new stuff. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to encourage listeners to sort of play along the same game, the same time. Maybe we can put together teams, depending on the game. There's probably people who are better at organization at these things than I am. It's not like I'm going to know anything about any of these individual games. I'm starting off new. But I'm listing them so that you have a link to go to.
And you have an idea to actually attack games that are accessible to everyone, which means free apps and whatnot.
Yeah. These are like the freemium games.
Yeah.
They're all out there, and you can play them. In usually a week's time is about as long as you can play them for free before it starts getting grumpy that you can't pay, that kind of thing. And there's lots of really good games in this genre out there, and I want to try all kinds of different stuff. I like the simple ones that are, the minimalist. I like the big complicated shooters and that kind of thing. The one I picked to start with is called War Thunder. And it is a game where you can play either tanks or aircraft. And all you have to do is go to game.freetalklive.com. It's game.freetalklive.com. The link is right there. And, we actually get a little bit of credit for it if you do that. And I'm just going to go through these games. There's so many of them out there. And, we can play together. I think it'll be fun.
Hey, I just thought of something. When the next time you start talking anti-military and someone's like, well, you're not a vet, you can say, well, I play War Thunder, woman.
Yeah, that's right.
I play War Thunder, man.
That's
all I do. I've got experience.
I have blown up
many points.
More ships in World of Ships or something? I can't remember what it is. World of Warships and then World of Tanks. I've blown up my fair share, and there's no doubt about it. So anyway, if you want to play with me, go to game.freetalklive.com. I'll begin playing this game, and you can too. Game.freetalklive.com. So, Chris, I want to tell you the story about when I, the last time I said the pledge. In Sarasota, Florida, we were at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and we had, you know, Free Talk Live was there at the time, mm-hmm. and we had just done a show on Francis Bellamy and the origins of the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, for me, I'm kind of a go-along-to-get-along kind of guy, especially when you're a salesman for a lifestyle magazine. You're not there to make a big stand at the Chamber of Commerce or anything like that.
Right.
So, fine. I put my hand over my heart. I said the Pledge of Allegiance, whatever. And then this lady who's running the pledge decides to play trivia time with us. And she says, "Does anybody know who wrote the pledge?" And I knew that what she was going to do. So first I lean in, I put up my hand, and like she knows everybody's going to say Francis Scott Key, right?
Because
that's
yeah.
right. Yeah. So that's the lead in on this one. So I say, "Francis Bellamy wrote the pledge."
And he told him who she was.
He was, yep. Yeah. He was a National Socialist and a flag salesman. In fact, most interestingly, the former pledge to the flag was an up-handed salute. And I showed them the former pledge to
nice.
The flag.
Yeah. Nice.
You can go to Bellamy Pledge. You look up Bellamy Pledge, yeah. and you can go to, I can't remember, Rex Curry's website or something like that. And he's got collected these pictures of school kids.
Yeah, looking like Nazi soldiers.
Lifting their hand in the Bellamy salute to the flag. So I'm lifting up my hand, and the craziest one is to see a bunch of black kids saluting with Nazi salutes to the flag.
Hmm.
It's fascinating, and it's there.
Did you broke this little lady's mind?
Well, I certainly got her, but, you know, there's a room full of people here, and I've done, you know, what the equivalent of the Nazi salute, close to it. It's not exactly the same. To the flag, the United States flag, right? And so then I have to go back to work, and, you know, all I feel like I've done is I've only informed people of what is true. But apparently the wife of my boss, who's you know, the co-owner of the magazine I'm working for, she didn't think that was quite as cool as I did. And so she's like, "All right, Mark.
Cognitive dissonance, man. It's a hard thing to wake up from."
Not her. No, she's a very practical woman in this case. You know, so my friend, you know, who runs the magazine, he's like, "Okay, Mark, I went to bat for you on this one, but I need you to repeat after me. What did we do wrong today?" Raise my
nice.
Hand up.
Oh, man. Bad Mark.
Well, I mean, I can see his point. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com or online on Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
Chris.
And Conan.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.